Election day is getting closer with just under a month before voters head to the polls. The Marquette University Law School poll has been tracking the statewide races in this year's midterm elections. The results from their latest survey are out today. Charles Franklin is the poll's director and the founder of Pollster.com. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Well, let's dive into some of the big ticket races, Charles, that people are watching for, and start with the race for governor. What did you see? What's been changing?
Well, this month we have a toss-up, 46% for Evers, 47 for Walker. That's obviously well within the margin of error. We had a one-point margin. A month ago, or 3 weeks ago in September, Evers led 49-44. So the shift is down 3 points for Evers, up 3 points for Walker. In our August poll, we had the race a dead tie. So I'd say over these three polls, we've seen some hint that Evers might have an advantage last month, but we're back to a clear toss-up this month. So the upshot, I think, is that this looks like a very competitive race. Other polling of the race has shown large Evers advantages of as much as 7 recently, but also as little as 2. So there's been a range of polling in the race, but I think a toss-up is about where the race looks right now.
Now, when you are tweeting out the poll results, I'm watching for those, and I'm also watching for the first people to say you oversampled members of one party or the other, and that explains the results. Can you talk about how you sample by party and how that fits into the final product?
Sure. Well, almost all polling that uses legitimate random sampling draws the sample as well as we can, but doesn't declare ahead of time what the party balance will be, and that's certainly true of my polling. So the party split that we get is a result of what people tell us in the particular survey, not something that I get to make up what I think the party balance in the state would be. And so it is what it is. The movement from last time to this time is a movement from a Democratic advantage in the previous poll to a 3-point Republican advantage in the current poll, and that's inside the margin of error how much it moved from last time to this time. But it does affect other things in the poll. The key point to remember here, though, is that we saw the governor's race move in a Republican direction, which you might think is because of the party makeup of the poll, but there was no movement in the Senate race, which was a 11-point Baldwin lead last time and a 10-point lead this time. And on the Attorney General's race, we actually saw the race move to be tighter from a bigger Republican advantage to a smaller Republican advantage. So there's no question that the partisan makeup of the poll could affect things at the margin, but it can't be the explanation for why one big Democratic advantage, one toss-up, and one small Republican advantage, and they move in opposite directions between last month and this month.
Let's dig into those Senate numbers a little more. You were out in the field basically as Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed, right? The big story that people are watching for and trying to figure out how this is going to affect the races for Senate around the country.
That's right. And first of all, we were in the field bracketing when he was confirmed, but we saw no change in opinion about him from before the Senate voted to after, and so that doesn't appear to have changed things. Opinions have more polarized on Kavanaugh. Both his favorable ratings and his unfavorable ratings have gone up, and on balance, people told us that they would oppose his confirmation if they had a vote on it by 43-47. But we don't see that those changes are reflected much in the movement that we did see in the governor's race, for example. When it comes to enthusiasm, Democrats still hold a lead in enthusiasm by about 7 points in this poll, but Republicans did move up a little bit more from the last poll when Democrats had an 11-point advantage. But tying that directly to the Kavanaugh hearings, I think, is not something that the data really supports.
And I mentioned a Democratic response to seeing that tight governor's race. I saw a Republican-leaning group say, well, this Senate here, the Senate poll was before the Senate debate between Tammy Baldwin and Leah Vukmir. Historically, do you see in a Senate race a debate being something that moves the needle a lot?
Generally not, but it certainly can. We finished our poll Sunday night, and so it is entirely before the debate. We'll be having a series of debates for both the Senate and the Attorney General and the governor's race between now and the election. So all of those could potentially move the electorate. In general, people watch debates and feel reinforced to support the candidate that they already favored. But sometimes you'll see something, an issue or a statement that a candidate makes that emerges as a pretty big thing. And it's impossible to know ahead of time which it is, when it will move a race and when it won't.
Before we move on from these statewide elections, you mentioned the Attorney General race. Incumbent Republican Brad Schimmel still leading, but a gap, it sounds like, narrowed a little bit. But given that it's not the top-tier race, do people know who the candidates are at this point? Were there a lot more don't-knows or undecideds than those other ones?
That's right, and there is a big gap there. Schimmel had led by 7 points 3 weeks ago and leads by four in this race. That's inside the margin of error. But what we do know is that Josh Call, the Democratic candidate, is still unknown to 81% of the respondents in our sample when we just ask, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion, or haven't you heard of this guy? Brad Schimmel, though, is unknown to 46% of the public. That's much higher than either the governor or the senator, Senator Baldwin, are. And that shows that as important as the Attorney General's office is, arguably the second most important statewide office, nevertheless, the Attorney General is not someone that becomes a household name usually. And that's certainly shown here. The other side is the ad war, and news reports this week say that Call will be out with a large advertising campaign from now to Election Day. That gives us a great opportunity to see how much that introduces him to the public, as well as the Schimmel campaign's own ad campaign, and how these awareness of these two candidates may change over this last month of the campaign.
Talking to Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll. They have new results out today. Did any third-party candidates move the needle at all in this month's survey, Charles?
So far, not very much. We do ask about the Libertarian candidate for governor, who's getting 5% in this poll and 6% in the previous poll. The one thing that does stand out about that is that independents are giving about 11% to Phil Anderson, the Libertarian candidate. And that's, of course, exactly where you would expect a third party to be getting votes, is not from partisans, but from independents.
Let's hit a couple non-directly election-related questions you ask. You ask people about their attitudes toward Foxconn and what it was going to mean for the Milwaukee area and the state as a whole. What are we saying about Foxconn?
There's been very little change in attitudes towards Foxconn over the course of this year. 48% say that we're paying too much. 38% say we'll get our money's worth from it. 61% think it's going to boost the Milwaukee economy. Only 30% say it won't. But then on the question of whether Foxconn will mean businesses in your area benefit, 57% say they won't. 35% say they will. That last number has been similar to this all year. But it did start at 25% saying local businesses would benefit. So that has moved up by 10 points over the year, but still a very substantial majority saying that they don't see benefits of Foxconn for their areas.
You also polled people on opioids, I think for the first time. What kind of things did you find out?
Yeah, we asked, do you think the state has done a lot to deal with opioid addiction? Only 11% said a lot, but 31% said they've done a fair amount, 25% only a little, and 17 said almost none, and about 11% said they didn't have an opinion about this. I think this shows that while the state has done a variety of things in legislation over the last few years, this is not an issue that voters are especially familiar with, and the balance of 42% think that they've done a lot or a fair bit, and 36% not so much. reflects the fact that this is not something that voters have special opinions about at this point. Now, it is being talked about a bit in the Attorney General's race, and so this is an issue that might change as a result of the campaign talking to voters about it, and if the candidates debate how we've handled the issue, that too could help inform voters about how the state is dealing with opioids.
Before I let you go, Charles, do you have another survey coming out between now and Election Day?
Oh, yes, we sure do.
All right, we'll watch for that. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Very good. Thank you.
That's Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll with us to give us the results of their newest survey, which came out earlier today.